Relationship between healthcare providers and case commissioners. Healthcare providers and case commissioners often work together to ensure care recipients receive proactive care and support within their local community. They support a wide range of people with different challenges, from mental health problems to health needs. Their relationship is built on collaboration, allowing it to create an ecosystem that can bring the best results and ensure improved outcomes. It is crucial for healthcare providers and case commissioners to always put people's well-being and welfare first. Equally important is their focus on people's strengths and experiences when delivering care, as this person-centered approach is key to effective support. To proactively support people in their communities, the efforts of health providers and case commissioners need to be based on the following. Developing collaboration and solid relationships. Case commissioners represent organizations and agencies responsible for assessing people's needs and eligibility for care. Healthcare providers deliver holistic support and proactive care and help improve people's quality of life. The relationships built between providers and commissioners must involve communication, collaboration, and negotiation to ensure people receive proper support. Co-production, a collaborative approach where healthcare providers, case commissioners, and people requiring support alongside their families work closely to design and deliver care plans. It considers the needs of care recipients when planning and aims to empower people to participate in their health management. The relationship between healthcare providers and case commissioners is not just about collaboration, but about serving and supporting people in a person-centered, holistic way. This approach ensures that care is not just reactive but proactive, providing support in the community and reducing unnecessary hospital admissions. It is this relationship that truly makes a difference in people's lives. Understanding the needs of case commissioners. Case commissioners are faced with an incredibly complex role. They need to ensure that every local service is aligned with people's unique needs. If we can gain a deeper understanding of the challenges commissioners face and their objectives, healthcare providers can cultivate meaningful partnerships and joint efforts. This, in turn, can lead to a future of enhanced care delivery and accessibility, instilling a sense of optimism in the healthcare community. Priorities and objectives. To better understand commissioners' needs, we need to focus on their core objectives and aspects of their work. Each step is mainly focused on gathering data and collaborating to meet the goals of the commissioning cycle: analyze, plan, do, and review. The objectives are multifaceted and vary depending on the different needs of people. However, the ultimate goal that healthcare providers and case commissioners share is focusing on people's welfare and avoiding unnecessary hospital admissions. To develop a long-lasting bond and achieve improved outcomes for people requiring care, case commissioners focus on the following. CQC registered services, aligning with the transforming care agenda, building the proper support, integrated care systems, delivering humanized services, bringing social value, creating social impact, using assistive technology, forming partnerships with health and social care providers. Challenges faced by case commissioners. Case commissioners assess people's needs and coordinate services while facing many challenges within their daily roles. Some of the biggest challenges they face include limited funding. A significant portion of council resources stem from central government allocations. This financial constraint often leads to prolonged decision-making and difficult choices about prioritizing needs, housing, and availability. Local supported living options are one of the biggest challenges case commissioners face in securing affordable housing due to the high housing costs. Person-centered care. Delivering person-centered care requires a deep understanding of people beyond their medical needs, including their history, feelings, and social and cultural values. Case commissioners navigate diverse backgrounds and priorities to ensure services are person-centered. Aging population. Due to the shift in demographics, the aging population, and the growing number of people who need complex support, there is an increased demand for support services, demonstrating value. Quality of care revolves around delivering person-centered care that is efficient, timely, and tailored to people's needs. Healthcare providers must strive to exceed standards of care and best practices to optimize the well-being of every person they serve. Care quality. Having a comprehensive approach to quality of care and continuous improvement, healthcare providers can improve health outcomes and costs by minimizing hospital readmissions and unnecessary hospital interventions. Through transparent communication and continuous improvement towards learning and innovation, healthcare providers can become trusted partners in promoting well-being and delivering care. CQC regulated services offer a framework that demonstrates the safety and quality of healthcare delivery, providing reassurance to commissioners. By adhering to CQC standards, healthcare providers can showcase their unwavering commitment to delivering continuous, high-quality care that exceeds expectations. The reliance on CQC ratings and reports enables commissioners to make informed decisions about service delivery and resource allocation. This ensures that funding is directed to providers who consistently deliver high-quality care. Read our CQC report and discover how we support people who require complex care, positive outcomes. For healthcare providers, the key priority is to implement evidence-based practices. These practices, which rely on proactive support and holistic interventions, are instrumental in supporting people's abilities to achieve positive health outcomes. Additionally, they help foster strong relationships built on empathy and trust, enhancing engagement and improving health outcomes. Humanized language is essential in promoting equality and diversity. Our language can help shape perceptions, behaviors, and understanding about people who require complex care and their quality of life. Person-centered care. Person-centered care entails a fundamental shift in the approach to health and social care. It puts people first, especially in decision-making, by focusing on their unique needs, values, and preferences. For case commissioners, person-centered care means selecting providers who embrace this approach. They constantly seek providers committed to listening to care recipients and respecting their autonomy and dignity. Skillful and quality support workers. A compassionate and skilled team of healthcare professionals is crucial for case commissioners and local authorities when selecting suitable providers to meet the diverse needs of people requiring vital health services. Unique Community Services offers cost-free training for our internal teams and support workers, ensuring they have the knowledge and expertise to provide complex support and address crisis situations. Our in-house therapy team is a crucial component of our local services. This team is comprised of positive behavior support practitioners, speech and language therapists, and occupational therapists, all of whom play a vital role in supporting the people we serve, efficiency and cost effectiveness. With healthcare costs rising and resources being strained, the demand for cost-effective care solutions is also increasing. By providing high-quality care at home, providers can reduce the need for unnecessary hospital admissions. Proactive and preventive care plays a crucial role in efficiency and preventing health crises that lead to hospitalizations or other intensive treatments that cost more in the long run. Compliance and regulatory standards. Healthcare providers must ensure that support workers are highly trained and qualified and meet regulatory requirements. To ensure transparency and compliance, they should maintain detailed and accurate documentation, such as assessments and training records. Support workers must implement safeguarding policies and procedures that protect the people they serve and show their commitment to maintaining people's well-being and commitment. Building trust and relationships. Care teams and support workers must actively listen to people's needs and respect their families' unique perspectives. We understand the importance of including families in care planning, as they play a crucial role in the well-being of their loved ones. This approach not only engages them in the process but also makes them feel important and included. Providers need to establish transparent communication and provide regular updates on the progress and the changes in care requirements. Unique Community Services focuses on establishing relationships through a person-centered approach. We engage care recipients and their families in care planning, putting people at the forefront of decision-making. The impact of Unique Community Services on people. At Unique Community Services, our humanized support and proactive care ensure that people's needs are always respected. We tailor our approach to each person we serve, ensuring that people remain at the center of their care, delivering tangible improvements in their quality of life. To read more about our evidence-based approaches, read our case studies. Contact us today to see how our CQC-regulated services help commissioners provide vital care. You can also contact our offices in Bristol, Manchester, and Leeds.